Just how widespread is the virus in Buncombe County?
Well, it's not a reportable disease. We normally just get calls if they're seeing, you know, pockets of clusters of cases, outbreaks that they happen to be in long-term care facilities. That's when we tend to know about it, or like in a school setting. But it's not going to be a test that is commonly done, so physicians would not be reporting this to us. This one we heard about because there were clusters of kids, or quite a few of them, that were absent, and we were able to get some specimens obtained from a number of staff and students and able to send them off to the state lab in Raleigh.
What steps are necessary to control an outbreak of norovirus?
First thing is, and this can be done even without having specimens to confirm it. So everything that's been done up till now is the things that we would have done anyway, excluding kids who are sick. People who have symptoms of vomiting and diarrhea need to stay home. They need to stay home for at least 24 hours after the last symptom because it can spread. It spreads very easily. Do not prepare food for other people if you are symptomatic. Washing your hands thoroughly with soap and water and using towels to dry your hands. It is very infectious, and your hand sanitizer that we like to use a lot, although it's a great product, is not as effective against norovirus. So going back to that old-fashioned soap and water is really what you need to do. And making sure that you clean carefully. You need to clean areas that are commonly touched, like faucet handles, toilet flush handles, doorknobs, things that would be commonly touched with a bleach type of solution. Never use straight bleach. You need to use a bleach type of solution, like one part bleach to 10 parts water. And that's effective at breaking that cycle of transmission. But you need to do it frequently. You need to do it daily. Bleach type solutions need to be made up every day because they break down. So using a fresh bleach solution every day until that norovirus is gone.
What should school officials do to reassure parents it's okay to return to school?
One, being sure that you are symptom-free, that kids are free of having this. That goes with not just students, but staff members as well, not returning before they are free of this virus. They've been doing weekend cleaning. They're continuing to do daily cleaning of this virus, and they're doing a good job. If you have an incidence where there is a spill, is there vomitus, diarrhea that needs to be cleaned up, it needs to be cleaned up dry, and people don't realize that. They want to vacuum things. We'd love to use our vacuum with anything that we don't have to touch, but it needs to be picked up carefully. And then a steam cleaning for carpets is very important. It needs to be about 200 degrees in order for it to be effectively killing. We love to vacuum, but that just gets it out into the air, and these fomites can land on countertops, and we touch them, and then we go eat our lunch. And so we need to know the proper things that we can do to break transmission, and that way it makes a clean environment for us to return to.
Who is most vulnerable to the norovirus?
Young, the very young, and the elderly, primarily because we can get dehydrated really quickly. The young and the elderly tend to get dehydrated faster, and so they need to make sure that they're replenishing those fluids that they're losing, and drinking water, products that have electrolytes in it. So staying hydrated is the most important thing. And if they cannot do that, then they need to let their physician know so they can either come into the hospital and get fluids by IV if they need to. Getting fluids, making sure that you stay hydrated is the most important thing.
How long does norovirus typically take to run its course?
It is common to see it. Symptoms usually last anywhere from 24 to 72 hours.
An unpleasant time period.
It can be very unpleasant. It's been known as the fast and furious virus. You know, we've heard about this commonly on cruise ships, and it can be a beast to get rid of. But proper cleaning techniques and making sure that people know how to protect themselves by washing their hands frequently, it can be efficiently gotten rid of.
Sue Ellen Morrison is disease control lead nurse with Buncombe County Health and Human Services. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.